Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholina with the evening news. The headlines. India changing very fast and in next 10 years it will be $10 trillion economy, says National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Skill upgradation training program for officers and staff of Nagaland's Department of Information and Public Relations held in Kohima. Union Culture Secretary Govind Mohan says art and culture will be an important element in India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat, and annual summer hobby camp held at Dimapur. Now the news in detail. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said, India is changing very fast and in the next 10 years it will be the $10 trillion economy. Doval said it will be a major achievement for India and it will become the third largest economy in the world. He said India will also have the world's largest workforce. Doval was addressing the function organized on the 21st investiture ceremony of Border Security Force BSF at Rustamji Memorial Lecture at Vigyan Bhawan in New Delhi. He said, technically, India will be the most advanced country in many fields, including semiconductor, artificial intelligence, manufacturing, defense and security. Meanwhile, Doval commended the contribution of BSF in securing the country's borders, and it is the world's largest border guarding force. In a strategic move to empower officers and staff of Nagaland's Information and Public Relations, IPR, a two-day skill upgradation training program was held at DIPR Kohima. On the concluding day today, Media Secretary, Chief Minister's Office, Ayano Ketsur, emphasized the importance of maintaining a strong work ethic, being consistent, and exhibiting unwavering commitment to their duties. She underscored the significance of the role of officers, urging them to strive for excellence and embrace the concept of lifelong learning. Deputy News Director of Asia Pacific at the Associated Press, Yir Mian Arthur, highlighted the unique position of IPR officers and staff as the first information providers for the people of Nagaland. She encouraged the trainees to leverage this advantage and communicate effectively while also maintaining transparency and credibility during times of crisis. The training also featured insightful sessions led by Joint Director IPR Asangla Imsong, who emphasized the importance of reporting during crisis and the need to provide accurate and clear information to the public. Joint Director IPR Simon Tilia underscored the significance of maintaining positive interpersonal relationships within the IPR department, emphasizing the importance of treating everyone equally. Union Culture Secretary Govind Mohan has emphasized that art and culture will be an important element in India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. In inaugurating the four-day festival, namely Samagan Art Fest at India Habitat Center in New Delhi yesterday, Mohan spoke about the role of art in society and the need for its patronage. He also touched upon the aspect of startups in the field of art and culture. The Samagam Art Fest 2024 features art exhibitions, film screenings and workshops. The art exhibition features 42 emerging and established artists from across the country, showcasing the diverse range of artistic expressions and techniques. The festival will conclude on Monday. Innovation Hub and Space Education Center Nagaland, Science Center, Department of Science and Technology, organized the annual summer hobby camp at the Innovation Hub Dimapur today. The event was held under the theme Explore the Possibilities, Reuse and Reduce, wherein participants were made to develop useful products using waste plastic bottles, waste cardboard cartons, newspapers, waste carry bags, etc. The primary objectives of the summer hobby camp was to exercise critical thinking and practical problem-solving skills, to tap the creativity of young children, to promote and encourage local innovation, and all the while finding effective yet casual ways to maximize reusage and reduction of common non-biodegradable waste such as PET water bottles. Students from both government and private schools participated in the event. You're listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. A review meeting of the programs and activities under the National Health Mission Nagaland was held at the Conference Hall of Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Kohima yesterday. Minister for Health and Family Welfare P. Paiwang Konyak, speaking on the occasion, said that such kind of meeting gives the program officials an opportunity to express problems, concerns, so as to come up with solutions together. Commenting on the financial challenges faced by most of the programs, he said that financial allocation should be made as per the need and priorities. Commissioner and Secretary V. Kezo said, as a fraternity, the department needs to come together, discuss issues, make efforts and have a clear vision and goal. He also mentioned that healthcare management will be now as per the Indian public health standard norms. Officers of the different national health programs made presentation on their achievement, strategies and challenges. The Executive Engineer Electrical Division Mon, K. Tingten Moy Konyak, has said that under Section 135 of the Indian Electricity Act 2003, illegal connection, hooking, looping of electric supply lines, tampering with meter or usage of electric poles without permission is punishable offence. The executive engineer stated that it has come to notice that there are such cases in some colonies of Mon Town where illegal usage of poles for hanging of OFC cable are occurring without the permission for usage of electric poles from the undersigned department. He said that handling of electricity-related materials is hazardous without proper technical knowledge and skill. He has directed telecom companies to immediately coordinate with the department to remove the telecom cables from the poles. He said the defaulting telecom company would be held responsible for any injuries or technical accidents that may occur due to tilting, bending or damage of poles. A one-day awareness campaign was held to commemorate World No Tobacco Day yesterday at two government schools under Pungro subdivision of Kifre district in Nagaland. During the program, the ill effects of tobacco, harmful effects of smoking, and the number of deaths per year that is caused by tobacco were highlighted, and information, education, and communication materials were distributed among the students. The team was led by Medical Officer CHC Pungro, Dr. Weri Mero. Nagaland Department of Youth Resources and Sports has invited applications for meritorious sports persons who won medals under recognized disciplines in the Northeast level, national level and international level during the period April 2023 to March 2024. Eligible candidates have been directed to submit their achievement certificates through the concerned association to the directorate office on or before 30th of next month. It said that applications received after the due date will not be accepted. And in sports, India's Jyoti Surekhavanam and Priyansh have entered the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea today. The team defeated the host country's duo of Han Sung-yeon and Yen Jae-won in a tight semi-final. With this, India has confirmed its second medal in the tournament after the compound women's team of Jyoti, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami entered the final on Wednesday. Jyoti and Priyansh will now face USA's Olivia Dean and Sawyer Sullivan in a clash of top two world-ranked nations in the gold medal match tomorrow. To end the news, the headlines here again. India changing very fast, and in next 10 years, it will be $10 trillion economy, says National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Skill upgradation training program for officers and staff of Nagaland's Department of Information and Public Relations held in Kohima. Union Culture Secretary Govind Mohan says, art and culture will be an important element in India's journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat, and annual summer hobby camp held at Dimapur. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.